You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, if you want to support an Idaho business and help fight the coronavirus and have an adult beverage all at the same time, well, you're in luck. Because guess what? If you buy Boozy brand canned cocktails during the month of June, you will be doing just that. Did you know that Boozy Cocktails were co-founded by Boise State alumni and it is produced in Rigby over in Eastern Idaho? Joining us today to talk more about the Boozy Cocktails for COVID-19 Idaho Relief Fund are Boozy founders Luke and Casey Dixon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so first off, can you just tell us a little bit about yourselves? Because I have to say, I do see your beverage in the stores. Had no idea that it was an Idaho company and produced in Idaho.
Yeah, Luke and I actually, we met at Boise State, and Luke was raised here in Idaho. And we ended up going to LA for about 10 years, starting our careers, and then decided to come back here to Idaho and start a family. And at the same time, we also started Boozy. So it was a kind of perfect aligning of the stars to be back in our home state and producing Boozy using Idaho vodka.
So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, essentially, I was with a group of girlfriends and we wanted a true cocktail in a can. We drank vodka sodas, tequila sodas, and I came home to Luke and started talking to him about the idea, and we decided to start the venture.
I got so tired of making her drinks all the time, her friends all the time. We need to put this in a can quick because I need more free time here.
Okay, that's a really good question. I love that because, you know, I always am a little skeptical of canned cocktails, I have to say, because I'm kind of a cocktail snob. So.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing about Boozy is we're not trying to, you know, compete with any bartender out there and the skill sets that are required to craft a wonderful cocktail. What we are is just a clean beverage. You know, think of, you know, that vodka soda with a splash of cranberry, that vodka soda with a splash of lime, that tequila soda, that skinny margarita that, you know, you love. And you want it quick, you want it clean, and you want as much goodness in it as you can possibly have. And that's why we picked the potato vodka. That's why we picked the monk fruit. And, you know, that's what Boozy's all about, is the good, clean, fun aspect.
Okay. And now, I mean, people can enjoy an adult beverage and let's be honest, I think people are enjoying them a little bit more maybe than normal because we're stuck at home with some of us with our children and things like that. And it just is going on.
Isn't it kind of funny that, you know, for Casey and I to tolerate each other, we now have this alcoholic beverage that we created. We can sit at home in quarantine and drink Boozy. So it worked out wonderfully.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, except you're... Right. Except you're doing work when you're doing it. Right. I mean,
always.
So on a more serious note, I mean, the two of you do now live in the Blaine County area, and you really saw firsthand what happened when Blaine County became a coronavirus hotspot. So did that get the wheels turning on about what, you know what, we have this avenue, what can we do to help?
Yeah, you know, we experienced it, I mean, firsthand in our community, but I mean, in our household. You know, my wife, Casey, she was laid up for, you know, the better part of a month. You know, and I got a little sick, but not to the extent that she did. And, you know, we had some pretty scary days and nights with this. And, you know, there's so many wonderful people in Idaho and in Blaine County. And we just started thinking, how can we help? How can we give back? You know, how can we find a win-win to introduce Idahoans to, you know, what we feel is a great product, a great brand, hopefully fills a niche for people and give back. And so, you know, that was the genesis. That's how it all started for us.
And Casey, what was that like? I mean, Luke just said you were laid up for about a month. I mean, that's scary.
It was pretty scary. And we also have a newborn baby. So I was isolated from him for almost 2 weeks. And so it was a pretty emotional experience for sure.
Can I just take a moment and say that I appreciate mothers more than I have ever known before? I mean, seeing what she went through first, just to carry him and then give birth. And then second, like all the things that she does. I mean, when I was doing the full-time dad and nurse and work and all. I mean, it is unbelievable what mothers do. So anyone who's a mother out there, thank you, because we all owe you a little bit of gratitude every single day.
Yes, you all do. So I appreciate that. I host a live radio show every day and have a 12-year-old and 8-year-old boys who are running up and down. And yeah, thank you, Luke. I mean, that does mean a lot. But also, Luke, I mean, your sister is a nurse. So that was part of this too, is, I mean, she's experiencing this.
Yeah, she is. She's been traveling all over the country, establishing different camps and then treating, coronavirus patients. And so she was a lifesaver. Again, I mean, you know, talk about how lucky are we, you know, to have my sister on the front lines, texting the information, helping me through monitoring vitals, you know, what to give her, what not to give her, you know, kind of giving us the latest and greatest information from her perspective. And so, you know, I mean, we were really lucky there. But man, these healthcare workers, unbelievable what they're doing.
It really is, isn't it? So with this, with the Boozy Cocktails for COVID-19 Idaho Relief Fund, this is going through the month of June, and you've partnered with Hayden Beverage. So how it works is, for every can that is purchased, $2 will go to these beneficiaries, and you've chosen two beneficiaries.
Yes.
So can you talk about, you can talk about the two
why those beneficiaries. Sorry.
Don't worry. Look, I was trying to tee you up, but that's all right.
I'm a typical guy. You got to like smack me in the head with this, right? Come on.
Okay, Luke, your turn.
We've selected Boise State, the nursing program, for a couple of reasons. One, as you mentioned, my sister's a nurse, and so that hit at home with us. And two, you know, we both attended Boise State, and we think a lot of the university there and the people there. And so we wanted the money to get in the hands of the people who needed it most. And, you know, our kind of millennial demographic and moving into the, you know, I think it's the Gen Zers below us, you know, there's so many people that are burdened with student debt. So we felt that that was a great way to kind of pair that up. And then, of course, the Blaine County Charitable Fund, which is right here in Blaine County. That cash goes directly to families who need it. Again, really just getting money into the hands of the people that need it. I just couldn't stress it enough when we were discussing it. It's like, don't make this overly complicated. Let's just get the money into the hands of people who need it, and let them do with it what they need, you know? So that's kind of it.
I think it's what a great way to give back, right? And the fact that I think that folks can support an Idaho business, because that is so important right now and always, but also giving back to these organizations is huge. And hey, you get to have an adult beverage too. You guys are like hitting all of the important points right now.
We're trying, yes.
Hey, you guys, thank you so much. I am so thankful you are both doing well, that you are healthy again, and that Blaine County is starting to recover from this. So thank you for you know, thinking outside of the box and being creative and in ways that people can all feel like they can give back.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having us. And may I add one more thing here before we wrap up?
Absolutely.
If this goes well in June, we've discussed extending it and increasing the amount into July. So if people are going and enjoying Boozy, loving Boozy, and it fits into your lifestyle and it's a very genuine thing for you and you can continue to support, we're going to take a look at sales at the end of the month and see how it goes and see if we want to extend it into July. So I just throw that out there and we'll see how it goes, but we'd love to be able to do some more of this.
And let us know. Thank you both so much. We've been talking with Boozy founders, Luke and Casey Dixon, talking about Boozy Cocktails for COVID-19 Idaho Relief Fund. It is Thursday, thank goodness. I want to thank Casey and Luke for coming in. I want to thank all of you for participating in Idaho Matters today. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.